I'm coming to you from my office in the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN, for people who can handle the truth. To see the guest lineup for Studio A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest schedule for this program, please visit the radio schedule page at spingola.com, where you will see a list of guests together with links to their websites and other interesting links. Feel free to join my email list to receive a weekly announcement of the scheduled guests and other special notices. I have linked it to today's date. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna at spingola.com, which I do not access during the program. We will take your calls in the second hour after the first break at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Jerry F. Kirk. That is K-I-R-K. And he has his things posted at freedom-school.com. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, for Deanna, for allowing me to come on and visit with you today. I really appreciate it.
Now, you also have a program here on RBN. Tell our listeners a little bit about that program.
Well, I'm on Thursday evenings from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time, and it's a method of coming out of the jurisdiction of Babylon, or the federal government, or your corporate governments, and seeking a new jurisdiction, the correct jurisdiction, in my opinion.
Okay, and hopefully you can share some of that information with us today, because I'm certain that most of my listeners would like to do just exactly that. I know I would.
Well, Deanna, I'm not trying to blow your skirt up, but I would like to tell you that I've been a listener of yours for quite a while, and I very much appreciate the way you do research and you dig into things. You were mentioning yesterday with your guest that you had received his book on a Monday, and you had all but two or three chapters read by airtime yesterday. Not a whole lot of people put that type of effort in, and that's the type of effort that the listeners need to put in on subject matter so they can understand it. You got to do some work. You can't just, you know, listen. You got to do work like you do in your research.
Well, thank you very much. His book was rather short, but I have had some other things going on also in my life.
Every day you have a new guest that you do research, read, and dig into things. I mean, you know, you probably put significantly more than 10 minutes every day into getting ready for your, you know, your show.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Quite a bit more. And it tells in the way that you present yourself, and it tells in the fact that you are able to ask decent and intelligent questions. And more people need to follow your example, I think.
And, listeners, I have not paid him to say these things. This is all very voluntary on his part.
And I absolutely never script anything with anybody at any time. I refuse to do that. I just go on and, you know, follow the lead of the host. And that's what I intend to do today. Wherever you want to go, we'll go.
Okay. Well, interestingly, the first time that we chatted probably a month ago, you called into the program, and I was very impressed with you at that time. And then last week you called in and offered some wonderful information, and immediately after the program I called you up and scheduled you. So that's why you're here today. We do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Don't answer. answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Today is Jerry F. Kirk, and his things are at freedom-school.com. And one of the first things that we see when we go to that site is a question. Are you a U.S. citizen? So why don't we start with that first? How does one qualify, or how are we all U.S. citizens, if we are in fact?
Well, I would estimate that approximately 98% of the people in what we call America are U.S. citizens. And that's probably something, if they were knowledgeable about the facts, they would not want to be. And there are numerous ways that one volunteers. You have to volunteer to become a United States citizen. I am not a United States citizen. I am not a citizen of the United States of America. I, you know, rebel in all forms against either one of those two jurisdictions. And people have to explore those jurisdictions in detail to understand what I'm saying. One volunteers to become a U.S. citizen by being a resident. If you will check your state laws, statutes, or codes, you will find in most cases that within 90 days, of moving to a particular state of, as opposed to, say, like state of Arkansas, as opposed to Arkansas, the state, and you move into that state of Arkansas and you do nothing, you automatically become a resident within 90 days. So you actually have to do something to prevent becoming a resident. And you can actually devolunteer by saying, I don't want to be a resident anymore, and do something called a revocation of residency. That can be done. People volunteer to become a United States citizen by using a zip code. And the United States Postal Docket, which is the federal courts, when they're sitting in respect to a mail or a post issue, they're called a postal docket. And this is a very important area that I don't want to sound too long-winded, but the definition under the postal laws of a person, and I will read to you, the definition of person in postal service regulation as including any name, address, number, or other designation under or by use of which respondent seeks remittances of money or property through mail is permissible. So you have to say, okay, well, what is mail? Well, mail is domestic. It is within the United States. And in the cases under jurisdiction, it says anybody that uses a zip code is subject to U.S. law. And so the individual volunteers to use a zip code. I have not been using a zip code for over 15 years. And I receive post. The Constitution clearly points out that Congress has the powers to establish postal routes and post offices. Simply, the listener may go to where they have letters and packages and look on the building. It says United States Postal Service. It does not say United States Mail Service. So that would be just a little way like, hey, why am I doing mail? There are numerous other ways that one volunteers into becoming a United States citizen. The tax laws, if I can maybe touch base into that just a little bit. Would that be okay, Deanna?
Oh, by all means.
In your tax laws of the Internal Revenue Code, they have a area where it says who the government may lien and use distraint. In other words, levy and distraint. That's section 6331A. And this is critical for people to understand this. It says, if any person liable, and I'll skip down, that they can provide a lien on anybody that is in a category. Now, if somebody claims that I owe them money or you owe them money, they have to have a method to collect the money. Otherwise, let's say you're going down the road and you get a citation, you go into court, and the judge says, you know, you owe us $500. But if he has no way to collect that money, then, you know, it would be worthless. You've got a lien or a levy is how you collect money. The levy may be made upon the accrued salary or wages of any officer, employee, or elected official of the United States, the District of Columbia, any agency, and so forth. Now, a resident, and this is where people get into trouble, a resident is an officer or a minister of the government of a lower form than an ambassador, but under the protection of the law of nations. Now, the Christ clearly points out in the New Testament, go ye not the way of the nations. So you should not want to be under the United Nations or the Hague. Those are all nations combined. If we want to use the current vernacular term, one world order. That is the way of the nations. And if you're under the law of nations, you're under admiralty law. So a resident is an officer. That means, by being a resident, that they can put levy and distraint on you. And
okay,
a definition under 6331B, the term levy, as used in this title, includes the power of distraint and seizure by any means. Boy, that's pretty wide open, wouldn't you think?
Yes. So what we would want to do is do a revocation of citizenship, right?
No, you would want to do a revocation of residency.
Okay. Okay, that's all righty.
That's the very first thing that an individual, well, it's the second thing that an individual would want to do. I'll get to the first thing in a minute. And you would type something up very simply. I, Jerry F. Kirk, no longer desire to be a resident, and I am revoking my power of attorney, which by assumption was granted to me, a resident. And you can do a couple more sentences than that.
And where
and
you
go
that?
File it in your county courthouse.
Okay.
You let the ink dry for about 3 days, and then you come down and you file a declaration of inhabitants. And there is a copy of a declaration of inhabitants at freedom-school.com. I would like to point out that I do not sell anything, I do not charge anything, and I do not accept monetary donations. The Christ clearly has pointed out, freely what you have been given, you shall freely give to others. It is I'll be stuck on using the right word, so I'll be polite. It is an abomination to charge your brother and sister to help them come out of Babylon, to help them when they need your help. Comparable to walking in the woods with your brother falls in a sand pit, you've got a good 50-foot rope. He says, hey, brother, throw me the rope, I'm sinking in the sand. And you say, throw me your wallet first. And we shouldn't act that way. We should be trying to help our brothers and sisters because we have something to share with them.
I agree.
And, you know, if I raised cantaloupes for a living, I would have to sell my cantaloupes, you know, to get my beans on my plate. But I certainly do not have to charge to share my experiences or my knowledge. I'd also like to point out that I do not talk except in very limited basis about a subject unless I have accomplished that subject. And I put my paperwork, all the actual paperwork that I use, is available at Freedom School. And there is a 26-week course that's there for free. Now, at Freedom School, they do ask for donations to help them support their site, but I don't get a penny of that. And, you know, if James at Freedom School had suggested that I might get something back, I would have never allowed my materials to go up to Freedom School. And James down there at Freedom School, he spends hundreds of dollars out of his pocket every month and gets nominal donations. So I do not receive donations of any monetary basis.
Okay.
The only donations that I accept is from individuals that say they want to work their tail off to learn how to come out of Babylon, to come out of this military admiralty law jurisdiction, which is pure Canaanite, in my opinion.
All righty.
So there's numerous ways, and it takes a long time to go over every single aspect, but the most common ones are a zip code, the classification of a resident, and where people get into trouble. For example, you've got a driver's license. If you have a driver's license, you've agreed to become a resident. Bingo, bango, and subjected yourself directly under jurisdiction of the United States of the District of Columbia. And that's not where people want to be. So people have to wonder, how did they get grabbed into that originally? Would you have any idea of that, Deanna, by chance?
No. Well, I mean, people want to do things, and in order to do things, you have to get a license, whether you want to get married, whether you want to get a driver's license, whether you want to go fishing or hunting or numerous other things. We are indoctrinated to believe that we need to have the government's permission to do that, which requires that we pay a fee in order to get a license to do something.
Right. You're exactly correct. We are indoctrinated. And our perception is that we must do what the government says. And that perception is not necessarily reality.
Right.
And most people get very offended,
Jerry,
when you point out to them. And
I'm sorry, we do have to take a break. But pick that sentence up on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Jerry F. Kirk. He has his things posted at freedom-school.com. And I was just going over the preface. And you have a course. It's a week-by-week course rather than a chapter-by-chapter course. And pick it up from before we went on the break. I cut you off.
Okay, well, what I was talking about is perception. And it becomes a very difficult subject for people to confront. For example, if the individual is under the perception of something for, say, 40 or 50 or 60 years of their life, and then somebody like me comes up and says, guess what? Your perception is not reality. You have been doing this wrong for 40 or 50 or 60 years of your life. Well, that's difficult for the individual to say, golly, I've been doing it wrong all my life, and I have to relearn something. And there's a story about it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks, but those individuals that do want to succeed, they will continuously learn all their lives. They will never stop seeking truth. And we all learn from our mistakes. And those that say, oh, no, I know what that means, well, in most cases, they're incorrect. I would like to read a quote from a United States Supreme Court case, which I read out last week on your show. This is Flora versus the United States, 362 U.S. 145. Our tax system is based upon voluntary assessment and payment, not upon the strength. So most people say, okay, see, I'm just not going to volunteer. No, once you volunteered, it now no longer becomes voluntary. Once you had volunteered into the United States District of Columbia, you are in that position, and until you formally devolunteer, you now it becomes mandatory. So people fail to look at the word voluntary and explore that word enough. In another court case is the United States versus Dickerson, 413 Federal 2nd District, 1111, 1969. And this is a quote. Only the rare taxpayer would be likely to know that he could refuse to produce his records to IRS agents. So people read that and they say, wow, I don't have to give my records. They only hear that sentence. To the IRS. I don't have to give records. See, it says that. Well, first of all, you have to find out that only by claiming something else can you refuse to give your records. Now, I make the assumption, Deanna, that you've paid income taxes. Is that correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So, you are a taxpayer. Would you agree?
I am paying money to the government, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm asking these questions with the hope each of the listeners would say I'm asking it to them.
Right.
Well, when has there been a judicial determination that you are a taxpayer?
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm merely paying money to the government, but I'm really not legitimately a taxpayer, correct?
Right. You have not walked in and said, government, prove to me I'm a taxpayer. You know, but people skip that over. They say, well, must be a taxpayer. Now, a tax protester is even worse. Now, to quote from the U.S. Supreme Court, moving up, Garner versus the United States, 1976, there can be no question that one who files a return under oath is a witness in the meaning of the amendment. The information revealed in the preparation and filing of income tax is, for Fifth Amendment analysis, the testimony of a witness, as that term is used herein. Now, so people say, see, I don't have to give any information. Whoops, that's not true. You have to say, under the Fifth Amendment of not bearing witness against myself, I refuse to give you any records. If you give them some records, you have to give them all your records. There is a famous case, the Sherrar case, of an IRS agent that refused to give his records. The IRS, you know, fired him. He went to court, and, you know, he'd used the Fifth Amendment, and the court said, you must reinstate him, give him back pay, and you can't force him to give his records because up front he said Fifth Amendment. And I refuse because I don't want to bear witness against myself. So what I'm trying to point out is people do not look at the rest of the information. They just want to, oh, see, it says I don't have to pay taxes. And that's not what it says. People have to do a little more digging and ask themselves, what does that word actually mean? You can't just make the assumption that, hey, Jerry, you know what that word means. No, I have to go look it up and research that word. And this is where people say, well, I don't have time to do that. And I say, great, go ahead and have all your troubles because you'd rather sit around and watch TV or drink beer and all you want to do is complain. All you want to do is cry in your beer. Quit crying. Stand up and do something.
Right. Okay, we're going to go to a break right now. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Jerry F. Kirk. He does have a program on RBN on Thursday evenings. I hope that you will tune into that program. His items are posted on freedom-school.com. And you have a lot of lessons here that people need to look at week by week.
Yes, and I would dare say to somebody that has not gone through that course, if they don't find four or five things that do not hurt them, then I haven't done a good job. And I don't want to hurt people, but there are items in there that made me want to cry when I learned them because they were so contrary of what I had learned all my life. But I had to realize that I had made mistakes. And it's not a lot of fun to find out, you kind of think you're somewhat smart and you find out that you've been a real dummy on a lot of issues. It's not a lot of fun to do that.
Of so course, there are people don't like to admit that they've been fooled by their government.
Yes, well, one of the things that good people detest is being lied to by someone they think is their beneficiary or somebody that is, you know, the good guy. And you know, it just upsets you to learn that, hey, you know, I was a dummy for so many decades in my life. And then there's people that say, well, I don't care what the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled. Well, those people are delving into, you know, perverse reality. The way the court rules is the way the men in the black boots with the guns and everything come in and react to you. So you have to figure a way to whoop them using their own system. and backing out of their system. And that's what's, and you have to do it correctly. You don't do this with, you know, a week or two study. You have to make it a project for the rest of your life. People say, the rest of my life? I mean, I can't just fill out, you know, two pieces of paper and sign, you know, fill in some blanks and sign it. No, you have to do that the rest of your life. People say, well, I don't want to do that. Okay, quit crying in your beer then. That's my attitude. If you want something, you got to put out some effort. There's nothing for free in this world. You have to work blood, sweat, and tears to get what you truly want.
All righty. What is the first thing that we need to do to vacate the system that we are all in?
The first thing we have to do is explore the various jurisdictions that are available in the geographical termination of America. You have basically four types of jurisdictions. You have the United States of the District of Columbia, which is admiralty law. You have the United States of America that is a cross or a hybrid between common law and admiralty law. And then you have the Articles of Confederation, which are basically the same thing as the Constitution of the United States of America, although it does have a little more admiralty law in it. And then you have the fourth jurisdiction, which is the Father in heaven, as executed or administrated by his only begotten Son, the Christ, and they're known as the Father's laws. Simply speaking, but in great detail, this can be proven, in the Constitution of the United States, Article 6, Paragraph 2, and I'm going to have to read a sentence to you. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made, under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. Okay, I'm going to stop at that point. All treaties made means in the past tense. And the Treaty of Paris was previous to the, you know, Treaty of Paris. 1983. There are significant other treaties that were made prior to the Declaration of Independence that the courts have upheld as being and all treaties made. A treaty is a covenant, and the very first covenant that was issued to man was by the Father, and they're delineated throughout the books of Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and other places throughout scriptures. And that jurisdiction is what I have gone under, because all treaties made is in the past tense. And that's something that just, oh my gosh. Well, we can walk into court and I can bring up a treaty called the Black Book of Admiralty Law that is hundreds of years old. Referred back to as early as the 12th century. And guess what? The courts used that treaty. So if they've used that treaty, you may use all treaties made to go under the Father's jurisdiction. That's simple. And I have compiled a list of almost 80 U.S. Supreme Court cases that say exactly what I say about those treaties. It's called religious freedom. But you have to define what religious freedom you're under. If you just say religious freedom and you're a person and you claim that there's some tenet of your religion that you're standing by and you say, well, I'm a Catholic and I'm part of the Catholic religion, then you have to get a Monsignor or a bishop or a cardinal to come in and testify that their religious doctrine is what you're espousing. When you're under the Father's laws and you clarify that is the type of religion that you're under, you then walk in and you read them out of the book of Deuteronomy or the book of Exodus. And you say, that's what it says right here, and that's my religion. For example, all of my life up until, 15 years ago, I was always clean-shaven, never had a mustache, goatee, nothing like that. Always had, you know, nice trimmed, neat hair. And then I read in the Father's Laws that I was not allowed to shave my face. And I wasn't allowed to put a razor to my body. I wasn't allowed to make cuttings in my facial hair. So now I have a beard. Now I can trim it with scissors. And it's clearly available for people to learn that. But yet people now say, well, golly, he must be some old 70s hippie. Nope. Only, you know, in like 1997 did I discover that. And I said, well, I got to learn how to deal with a beard. And it wasn't a lot of fun for the first year. But now I have a beard. I keep it trimmed to about 1 inch. And, you know, I don't use a razor on my body at any method or time unless I'm doing some sort of specific item that is required in the Bible to shave before I do a medical treatment. That's it.
Okay. So how do you get rid of your driver's license and still be able to drive?
Okay, well, I do not drive. Okay? I convey in a private conveyance. Driving is a commercial activity.
Oh.
Now, people come up with their various definitions that they have heard through the Patriot Militia community, which is highly infiltrated by government agents. So I'll read to you from Title 18 of the United States Code, Section 31. Motor vehicle means every description of carriage or other contrivance propelled or drawn by mechanical power and used for commercial purposes. So if you're in a motor vehicle, most people say, well, I don't use it for a commercial purpose. Excuse me, the definition says a motor vehicle is used for commercial purposes. You can't say that it's not a commercial purpose. It's in the definition. So if you've got a motor vehicle, you need to have a driver's license, insurance, and a tag. It's that plain, that simple. And people just don't get it. Now, further is defined in that Section 31. It comes out and says, used for commercial purposes. Means the carriage of persons. Ah, a person has been defined by your postal docket as any name, address, location, address, anything. So now you've got Billy Bob in the right-hand seat. That's a person, because Billy Bob's a 14th Amendment person, most likely. And then it says, for any fare, fee, rate, charge, or other consideration. And you say, well, see, I didn't have a fare, a fee, or rate, charge. Okay, well, why is Billy Bob in your automobile? I'm taking him to the store, okay? And that's a consideration. Billy Bob, when he got done, said, thank you. That's a consideration. So and a police officer will generally ask you if you're the driver. They'll say, who's sitting in your passenger seat? And somebody will say, well, it's Billy Bob. You've admitted you have a passenger seat, which is a commercial term. An officer stops me and somebody says, and he says, who's sitting in your passenger seat? I say, I don't have a passenger seat. I happen to have a seat that's to the right hand of me. And generally speaking, somebody that I'd like happens to be sitting in that right hand seat. People say, well, you're playing word games. Well, yes. What do you think the government's done to us? Now, I have been conveying since 2000, and when I say conveying, I do not have a driver's license, tag, or insurance. I have and every level of law enforcement, from city, county, state, and federal, has been made aware of it, a certified return receipt, and they have given me no harassment at any time. I've had dozens. Pardon me?
Why haven't they done that? Why haven't they harassed you about that?
Because I'm not in a motor vehicle. I very simply canceled my certificate of title, which is just evidence of title. And I revoked my power of attorney, my authorization for my signature on that certificate of title, and the two power of attorneys that were signed when you get a car. And thusly, they have no codes in Arkansas, or I would bet you $5 to donut, in any state to enforce anything other than motor vehicle codes. It's actually that simple. But people are not aware of the fact that there are basically only two types of contracts available to people. The first type of contract is contract performance specific and time dated. The second type of contract is non-specific performance and no time frame. So it's real simple. You sign a power of attorney when you, two of them blank, when you get your automobile, and the government attaches ownership to there because you've given them your power of attorney. And any contract that is non-specific in performance and has no end date, because, you know, as long as you own that car, you get to, you know, have a motor vehicle and pay taxes on it. Any contract without specific performance and time frame is cancelable by any party at any time.
Oh.
It's just that simple. Now, if you owe money to a bank, you borrowed $3,000 and they agreed and you agreed to pay them $100 a month for 36 months, that is specific performance because you got to pay $100 a month and for 36 months. So once you complete that, you're out of that contract. That's performance and time frame. And people, you know, there are, the attorneys will tell you there are dozens of types of contracts. There's only two basics. And people get trapped into contracts of assumption. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled where jurisdiction is not squarely challenged, it is presumed to exist. So if you verbally say, oh, no, 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 that doesn't count. You've got to put it in writing and submit it to the proper parties to say, bingo, I have no longer anything to do with you, and I am now breaking all my contracts with you, and you have to come forward and show where I have any more contracts. And by the way, if there's any I don't know about, they're also broken right now. Pardon me?
I'm just responding. This is very good information. And so this is what you've done.
Yes, ma'am. And if you go to Freedom School, you will see I have a conveyor's information card. And I just completed about 6 months ago, 7 months ago, a brand new one. I had been using one since 2000. And now I've got one that's on, you know, the plastic. Looks just like a driver's license, except it's got the various style factors that I need to have on it.
Okay, is that under
example,
your page,
I don't have
on
a
your page?
Thing. Pardon me?
That is on your page. If people go to freedom-school.com, and on the left-hand side, you will see the name Jerry F. Kirk. And if you click on that, is that where they will find the conveyance card?
They will find it under the appendix there.
Okay.
Because that, the initial course was done a few years ago, but you will find there's an appendix that has materials in it, and you will see a copy to the letter to the governor of Arkansas, and you'll see a color copy of my old conveyance card and a copy of my new one, and it's a conveyance information card. And
okay.
In my paperwork, there's a California Supreme Court that states that every piece of information that's on my conveyor's information card must be there. And you know, everything that the Supreme Court of California said got to be there is there. And you can find that same information in other state Supreme Courts. You know, I've got it. You know, you can't just go out there and say, oh, I don't want to put this on there. Well, you better redo your research of the Supreme Court decision, and you better have that type of information on it, on that card. And it's actually kind of cute, in my opinion. I particularly like some of the quotes from the Bible on the back of my information card. And people have to understand, I don't have to have a license because I'm not commercial. And other people can do this. But the individuals need to follow the step-by-step-by-step procedure and they must learn what this step-by-step means. You can't just fill in the blanks. You better know what you're talking about on the subject. And if you don't want to take the time, then just go ahead and cry in your beer and, you know, let the government rape you every day of your life. And, you know, I don't want the government raping me, and I'm doing everything I can to stop that.
All righty.
Now, one of the subjects that people, you know, I started with is income.
Whoops, we have a commercial break here. We will be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
His items are posted at freedom-school.com. And if you go to that website, just click on his name on the left-hand side, and it will bring up a lot of papers, lots and lots of information here. And I would imagine that you have covered just about anything that we could possibly think of on this site.
Well, I hate to disagree with you, but there are many dozens of areas that I have not accomplished yet. I'm in progress on three more. And I really don't go into those except with people, you know, off air. And, you know, I explain to them, first of all, I haven't actually whooped them on this, but I'm working on whooping them, and I'll get more, you know, I'll go more public once I whoop them. I think it's really wrong to say, I'm going to win, and you haven't won. Yeah. And I hear people on not just this network but other networks all the time selling seminars and courses, and they haven't won diddly. And then you find out, well, they're going to jail in most cases because they didn't know what they were doing.
Right.
And that's the shame.
I think most of us would like to feel a certain amount of freedom from the federal government. I believe that we probably should not be paying income tax, either state or federal. I don't believe that we need to have a license to do certain things. And I think that people want to feel free from the idea that somebody might come knocking at their door and demanding their properties at some point. Whether it's your home or the things that are in your home.
Well, I agree with you, and I would like to offer to you, you know, my reasoning of why I agree with you. And I'm going to, you know, simply, you know, read a verse to you, actually two verses, and be patient just for a second. I lost my place. And the whole multitude of them arose and led him, being the Christ, unto Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar." Now, people say that they want to be Christ-like. Well, Christ was saying, do not pay tribute. And when you study all the verses, you come to that easy conclusion. You can move back to the so-called Old Testament in chapter 4, verse 13 of Ezra. Then they will not pay toll, tribute, and custom.
What about the verse that says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and unto God what is God's, or something to that effect?
If you go back to really old Bibles, it says, if thou belong to Caesar, render to Caesar. If thou belong to the Father, render unto the Father. And when you read the Old Testament, it clearly delineates that. When we move up into, you know, another book in Matthew, the tax collectors came up to Peter and said, "Hey, does your master pay taxes?" Peter says, "Yeah." They're going into a house, and the Christ stops Peter, and he says, "What do you tell him?" He says, "Well, you pay taxes." Christ said, "Do the strangers or to the children pay tribute to Caesar?"
Okay, hold that thought. We do have to take our 60-second top of the hour break. We'll be right back.